All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're doing an old favorite. So this is Love of Magic. I said I wasn't going to talk, but I could get the text to large font so I can actually talk through it. But we are going to be playing an hour and a half of this, or maybe more. I might even decide to just make a fucking day of it. It depends. It depends, because I'm totally behind on a bunch of games now. There's a lot of reasons for that. But we're going to go ahead and continue. I'm not going to reiterate the message I said in the Aeternum video, but yeah, these games are under attack. So, women, men, whatever you consider you, I mean, I don't care. At this point, if you love these games, go over there and let them know. No, we love these games. We don't want people like the NCOSE or the, by the way, that's not actually, you'll look at, oh, but Grim, that's the National, no it isn't. They're Morality and Media, they just tried to make themselves look more important. It's really, really bad. You should never call yourself a National Center on Sexual anything if you're literally just a religious, moral group. That's what they are. They're Morality and Media. You can actually look it up. And you'll be like, oh my god, how did they even get to do that? They're not the national on anything. They have no national... Oh yeah, it's interesting. But, so there's that group, and of course there is Collective Shit. I mean, Shout. That's the one. The radical women that are just going crazy. And if you're a woman that enjoys these games, you're like, hey, bitches, why don't you back off my shit? Like, you know, you got your... I don't know, like, they got a lot more toys for women. Like, you might have the, you know, the thing in that place, and you're like, huh? Did these ladies want to stop me from having fun with this? Huh? What? I don't even know these ladies. Now, I know some women, they... Shit, you get them mad, they're going to come after you. It's be like... They always think, it's gonna be some crazy incident. Nah, it's gonna be like a team of women. Like, bitch, what you think you trying to do with my shit? They're gonna take a plane to Australia. Apparently it's coming from Australia. Like, it's hot up here. Now where is these bitches I'm supposed to kick their ass? I already know how it goes, guys. I work with women all the time, especially ones you don't want to get upset, because they're going to come after your ass. That's going to be fun. Oh, man. But yeah, I know. There's a lot of women around here that really love this stuff. And you don't want to make them mad. They say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Well, if these women are mad, these women are madder. The ones that are like, hey, you trying to take away my shit, bitch. No, I've seen women fight for real. Like, when I was working, one time there'd be a woman making fun of this other woman. Talking about, oh, I see you decided you want to dress like a slut today. And the other one's like, oh yeah, that's how it really goes down. I've seen it in real life. So we need that mad bitch energy. That's what we need. We need that. We need the ladies to come out in full force. Like the Valkyries, man, just say, hey, these are our games. Listen, we love these games too. So y'all don't get to speak for us. Y'all better stop telling all these damn credit card holders, you know. Shit, I mean, some of these women have vested stock in these credit card holders. Are they, you know, use them a lot to buy this and buy that and buy this and buy that. And it's like, hold on, now y'all saying you ain't gonna let me buy the games I want? Uh-oh, we ain't having this. Anyway, getting back to more professional stuff. I'm sorry, Droid Dev, if you're watching this, you're like, Grim, have you lost your mind? Man, my mind's been gone. But it's even more afraid when I had to put up with this stuff all day, seeing all those games get knocked out. It's crazy. Could happen to this one. Are all these games, they're all on the chopping block. It's just, it's crazy, right? Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Oh, I can't believe it. My little baby is all grown up and leaving me. Look, I'm 21, and I'm just going to college for my graduate studies, not running away to join the Foreign Legion. But it's in another country. Surely there must be nice colleges here in America you could go to. Maybe here in Frostburg, so you could still live at home? Yeah, well, I guess I'll have to manage. You know, I love you, Mom, but I really want to go there. They got some really interesting courses that aren't offered here, and they did offer me a full scholarship. That is your mother. Yes, and I'm very proud of you. I can't remember if you told me. What was it you were awarded for? I guess all those nights studying really paid off. Oh, it was playing poker. Just think of it as a kind of magic. Oh, you're such a joker. So much like your father, God bless his soul. He could always bring a smile to my face, no matter how sad I felt. Mom, please don't start crying. The cab will be here in a few minutes. Sorry, Mom, but this is an opportunity I have to take. It's really important to me. You're all I got left from your father, and now you're leaving me too. Well, here she goes. Oh, Mom, would you look at the time? I love you, but I gotta go! Remember to call me from the... call my friend the moment you touch down in England, okay? I'm going to Scotland, Mom. I'm not gonna do a Scottish accent for all these characters. I'm sorry. I'll do that stuff for the comics, but not for this. Same thing. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way. Same thing about my friend. Do you have her phone number? Do you even remember her name? Of course, Mom. What was her name? It's Chloe. It's really nice that even on the plane you'll be studying. Such a good boy. Where do you know Chloe from, by the way? I doubt I'll be working. Just playing games and relaxing on the long flight. Oh, she's a friend from back then. When your father was here, we all stayed out on a ranch in Oregon. There was always such life and happiness, and we'd all, well, never mind you. You don't need to worry your little head about that. Grown-up stuff. Anyway, Chloe's an old friend, and she agreed to help you get settled in Edinburgh. I'm so glad you'll have someone there with you. Oh, great. Mom's middle-aged friend is supposed to be my minder. So much for freedom. Welcome to Crazy Cat Lady. Can't believe you're leaving me. Mom, I'll be back at the end of the school year. We can chat over facial and everything. Facial? I'm sorry, dear. It's just you remind me so much of your father. It breaks my heart to lose you, too. Oh, look, my taxi is here. I love you. I promise to call you once I arrive in Scotland. Give your mother a hug. Just be careful, okay? Promise me. No drinking or chasing girls or gambling or anything dangerous. Of course, Mom, I'm an adult. I'm heading off to college. How would I have time to do those kinds of things? I love you. Call. Stay safe. Come back to me, please. Bye, Mom. Oh. Just me, my trusty laptop, and an hour flight to sunny Scotland. Let me see if I did something right with this. I think what I did... What is it? I don't know. Behind you alone. Oh! Whoops! I don't think I was supposed to do that. Oh, damn it. All right, hit the gears. What does text box alpha mean? There we go. I was trying to get rid of the stuff so you could see. Just me, my trusty laptop, and an 8-hour flight to sunny Scotland. Good thing I loaded up with games for men of culture, and that I'm all alone in this row. Let's wait till we're off the ground before I start playing, though. Some things require privacy to fully enjoy. I'll just grab a nap first. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Hopefully you'll have dreams of cute waifus, we can all hope. You can run, but you cannot hide. We come for you, winter child. We come. Hopefully not like that. What the fuck? Crap, so much for sleeping. I haven't had a dream about those fuckers for weeks. Why now? Let's boot up the laptop.
close, but no cigar. Oh, we've got prong, we've got the streams, we've got unread messages. Wallpapers. Oh, neat, you get little wallpapers. Oh, that's neat. Look at all the different ones. Man, I'll be here all day. Oh, I like that one. You know what? Let's just use that one. I like that one. Okay. That's a nice wallpaper. I like that one. It's got green eyes. I like green eyes. Dear Grim, we thank you for your application to the Master of Arts in Applied Thaumaturgy. Can we talk today? Not at 3 in the morning, we can't. Thaumaturgy evocation at Edinburgh University. After careful consideration, it has determined that you are hereby admitted to the 2019 intake, and furthermore, that you be offered a full scholarship to allow you to fully own your skills to the best of your ability. We look forward to seeing you at the matriculation? Okay, the matricide, right? Well, matrimony, well, I mean matricide, that's definitely... I mean, that's the first word I think that had an IDE in it. But, matriculation. Matriarchy, something like that. Ceremony on the 9th of September, and expect great things from you. Master of Arts in Applied Thaumaturgy. That is working with chemicals, like potions and shit. Kind of like the Lust Academy stuff. And I used to study all this stuff when I was young, you know, like, I was never into potions and stuff, but I dated women that would kind of get into that. Sounds fancy, doesn't it? See, I might have lied a little to Mom about why I'm going. Last year I got jumped by some crazy guy. I don't really want to think about it, or the dog. He started following me on my way home from work one evening, first muttering under his breath. Later he started ranting loudly about elves and gods and the end of the world. Then he went for me with a kitchen knife. I was sure I was going to die. Then he got close. The world had kind of changed, grew dimmer and less distinct, and in the darkness I saw poker cards. Wasn't sure if I was crazy. Hell, I still ain't certain. But then and there, there and then, I just played the cards. Scored a full house. Now, note to self, we will be playing battle poker. So if you don't like gambling, or if you are addicted to gambling, or were addicted to gambling, and you're like, Grim, I had such a bad streak of gambling that I don't want to even look at it. I don't want to see nothing that reminds me of gambling. Then I 100% respect you not wanting to continue the rest of this video. You're like, okay, Grim, I like this idea, this whole love of magic, but I can't do the gambling, can't look at those cards. Every time I look at those cards, it brings back some stuff I just don't want to be in, you know, just don't want to deal with. That's like having an alcoholic, you know, that's recovered, and you put a beer in front of them. Some people, they just can't, it's hard for them to, you know, just sit there with it. So yeah, if you are addicted to gambling in any way, please do not watch this video, because it's going to remind you of poker, and I have to do battle poker. Me, personally, I live right next to a casino. That doesn't mean I'm going to go in there and start gambling. But I can. I can take my happy ass, 3 o'clock in the morning, and start gambling. I even got money to do it with. I could have more money. I mean, it'd be a great idea, wouldn't it? I mean, but we're not going to do that. I could feel energy like a cascade pounding from my hands and smashed into him, lifting him up and tossing him across the road like a rag doll. I ran. Probably not the smartest thing to do, but it was all too surreal. I didn't stop running until I was almost home. I sat on the porch for an hour, just shivering. Then I went into Mom, tried to pretend that nothing had happened. I hadn't killed the old loon, more is the pity. I saw him around from time to time, though always with other people around. I think I scared him as much as he scared me. I never fought the crazy guy again, but I keep thinking about it and trying to recall the feeling of magic in my hands. After a while, I can call up the magic cards in a heartbeat. I spent hours and hours practicing. There was an old quarry, a bit outside the town I grew up in. I'd go there and just pound away at the rocks, working with my magic. All through spring, whenever I wasn't in college, I'd go down there and practice, which was good. Because while the crazy old man never came back, something else did. 3 months ago, the dog came, or wolf, whatever it was, looked like it had been buried for a month and dug back up and put on my trail. It wasn't a pushover like the old loon. By the time it was finally dead, I picked up more bruises and cuts than the time I fell off my motorcycle wearing only my underwear. Give me 1 second, guys. Gotta take my sleep meds real quick or I'm gonna be up all night and that won't be good for tomorrow. Alright, that only gives me about 30 more minutes to read. Don't worry, we'll do more of this later. It wasn't a pushover like the old loon. Oh, hold on now, we talked about that. I got drunk that night, spent it surfing the web trying to learn about magic, down a rabbit hole of crazy. I faintly remember seeing this course on magic at some European university. I can't actually recall applying, but I must have, since 3 weeks later I got this acceptance letter. A full scholarship, though I'll still need to deal with food and lodging myself. I guess there are academic requirements I need to keep up, but those are no doubt an application page I don't recall actually reading. When I got this letter, I thought hard about this. Am I really willing to just uproot my life? Rush into some foreign country to return to learn magic, even if it's real? Last week, another dog came, or the same one, I guess, patched up. I doubt I could notice the difference. It was stronger and meaner. It nearly killed me. In the morning, when I finally crawled out of bed, I sent an email back accepting the offer letter. If I'm going to survive, I need to master my powers, need to find out what those damn things are and how to stop them. And finally, I need to deal with the asshole sending undead dogs after me, permanently. Oh look, landlady and flatmate has a new update. Wonder what those fine pervs have added to this game. It's by far my favorite open world game. It's a little weird to be playing it on a plane. I guess that hot stewardess might pop over and spot it at any minute. It's kind of sexy. I'm sure she'd be so impressed by my runaway libido that she pulled me into the nearest toilet and ducked me into the Mile High Club on the spot. Yeah, that ain't happening. Sadly, real life doesn't work that way. I guess I could take the laptop into the toilet for some private time once the rest of the plane is asleep. Does it still count for the Mile High Club if you do it alone? How about with a digital waifu? Oh yes, flatmate, spank me as you pound me. Imagine if landlady saw us like this, saw you fucking your flatmate like this. I'd die on the spot. Oh, it's so good. Fuck me harder, flatmate. Time passes quickly when you're having fun with friends. Laptop is out of juice, but it lasts me all the way across the Atlantic. We're about to land. Whoops. We're about to land. Edinburgh, here I come. This is gonna be awesome. Ancient castles, high culture, people elegantly drinking tea. Wonder if I'll get to see any of the royals. I think there's a castle somewhere in Edinburgh. Touchdown. Let's see if I can find Chloe. Hopefully she's not some crazy old cat lady. I'll grab a bus into the city center. Now, Chloe lives in a building called the Crowley. I wonder if that's some kind of manor house or something. The Crowley off Royal Mile. I love the sound of this already. Crowley for Mr. Crowley. Remember, he called himself Crowley because it rhymed with holy. I know, Ozzy, you know, God bless him, he called it Mr. Crowley, and that's one of the best heavy metal songs ever written. But his real name, it's not his real name, but his name that he preferred was Crowley. Because, again, it would rhyme with holy. And later on, he liked to consider himself quite holy. He lost his mind a little bit. He had some really good stuff in the beginning. But as he got older, he got a little kooky. But his early stuff is really interesting. I think a lot of old men get kooky as they get older. That's just a thing of being old. We get old kooky. Welcome to the Aleister Crowley. Walk in, crawl out. The finest pub in Edinburgh, serving only camera-approved ales and fine spirits. What, so this is a pub? Not a pub, but the world's famous Aleister Crowley's public house. Recently reopened under new management after a full restoration project. Seems kind of empty for a world-famous bar. Very funny, I'm just getting started. You say it was renovated? It looks old. It's been lovingly restored to its original condition, an immaculate preserved fragment of a bygone era. Bloody job it was, too. What's wrong with it? Well, all the blood, first of all, as I said, painted an ass to get out of the wood, and the cushions were a complete write-off. Then there were the claw marks, but I think I covered those up pretty well. Wait a moment. What happened here? Safe now? Oh, nothing, nothing. Nothing to worry about at all. Would you like a drink? Should you really be running a bar in a place like this? Well, yeah, I've gotten in touch with some additional security to help prevent any future mishaps. He should be here any day now. Like a bouncer? Sorta, yeah. Let's go with the bouncer. That sounds normy enough.
Normy?
Normals, you know, the non-magically gifted. Like those two Norwegian tourists over there in the corner getting blind drunk by lunchtime. Bless their hearts. Yes, mages of all stripes, genders, and shapes like you.
Magic.
I'm not a mage, how can you tell? I don't understand what you're saying. You were trying to hide it? Damn, you suck at this. I'm just here for the university doing postgraduate work. Oh, cool, and what? Applied Thaumaturgy, I think it was called. So a mage in training, in other words. I guess, I have some card tricks. I used to train down at the quarry back home. Now everybody's speaking. Why not? This is after all speak Scottish. Well, fascinating story, I'm sure. My, how time flies. Now you're going to order something.
Later, I'm looking for something. Chloe Abbott?
That's me. How can I help you?
No, she's like, old. 40 at least.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear you say that, but I'm the only Chloe here at the Crowley.
Can't be right. I'm looking for someone my mom's age. I'm Grim. I was supposed to get in touch with Chloe when I got here.
Oh, you're Genesis boy! Ah, you look older than I expected.
Yes, I can see the resemblance to your father.
Did you know my dad? Well, very much so, in a most biblical way.
What?
We used to fuck like bunnies, your father, Janice, and me, and that huge bed back on the ranch. Good times.
I really don't want to know. Also, that was 22 years ago. That can't have been you.
Getting old sucks, and with magic, it's easy enough to patch away the planned obsolescence.
So you could live forever?
Barring any incidents involving teeth and tentacles.
Yes.
Well, no, not really. Keeping up appearances, as it were, gets harder and harder the longer you do it. At some point, it takes more energy than you've got, and poof!
Poof?
Yes, poof. I'm not going to get into the grisly details.
Poof would do. Wow, so my mom, is she also a mage?
Gods, no. Janice is the least magely person I've met. Oh, she had her own magic, of course, with gorgeous eyes and body, and she could suck the air intake on a jumbo jet.
And my dad? Need mine bleach. How about my dad?
Well, he was magical, alright. Not a mage, though. To his kind, that magic is as natural as breathing.
Can you tell me anything about it?
Not right now, cutie. Here, have a seat. Let me get you a beer.
Thanks.
That'll be $10. Ten euros? Is that euros? That'll be 10 euros.
Damn it.
Did you say anything? No, here you are. So you're applying to be my bouncer?
Wait, I am?
Yeah, do I look like I run a charity just because I used to fuck your dad?
I'm gonna go with no on that.
So the scuttlebutt is that you're studying to be an evoker, right?
It says so on the admissions paper, but I've got no idea what an evoker is.
That's good. Never hurts to have a good bruiser around. You've already done your degree, right? Why don't you study?
Theater. Charisma. Strength, because the battles are tough, guys. But we're gonna go with this.
Strange, wouldn't have pegged you as doing that. Do you have any working experience?
Yeah, I used to be part-time MMA instructor. I used to wait tables, worked at the local bookstore. Intelligence, charisma, and cash.
Sounds useful for a bouncer. Not every problem needs to be set on fire. Sometimes we just need to kick the drunk out of the bar before he pees on the corner.
I guess.
Okay, you're hired. Room and board included, but return you on call in case there's anything I need exterminated.
If you actually want to get paid, you'll have to come down in the evenings when the crowd fills in and put the hours. Just like that? Yes, of course. As I said, I needed some additional muscle. And evokers don't grow on trees. Up the stairs in the back, second story. Yours is the room on the far left. Just drop off your stuff there. Okay, do you need me to help you out tonight? Nah, it's kinda dead today. Go explore the town and take in the sights. I'll have work for you tomorrow.
Will do. See you later.
This is actually surprisingly nice. I've been up for hours. I'll have a quick nap. Damn, I needed that. Okay, let's do a little exploration. I wonder how Edinburgh is at night. The guidebook mentioned the historic streets of the Grass Market. I should check it out. Let me get dressed first. It's got all the old buildings, winding alleys. It's got all the old buildings, winding alleys, and charming pubs, I imagine. Also smells quite distinct of piss, which I didn't expect. Guess all that beer has to be returned at some point. Wait, what's that in the alleyway? There's something happening there. Just know I'm gonna regret this. I can see the headline, Stupid American Tourist Stabbed to Death in a Dark Alley of Picturesque European City. Still need to find out what it is. What on earth is that? There's a weird glow. Is Scotland. Who are you? Are you okay? Are you real? Run, it's coming. Well, that's something you don't see every day back at home. You must flee. I closed the gate, but that will not hold it for long. If you're here when it emerges, it'll kill you. Run! What are you talking about? Is there some drunk chasing you, and why are you carrying a sword? Is that even legal in this country? You must believe me, you're in grave danger. This is some kind of prank, right? Let's play games with a stupid tourist? Or some kind of cosplay event? It's too late. It's here. That thing looks pretty fucking real. Flee, you fool. Mom didn't raise me to run away from danger, and I ain't leaving a cute girl to be eaten by a reject from Dungeons and Dragons. It's too powerful for us to fight. Go, I will hold it as long as I can. Not happening. And you, buddy, if this is some kind of prank, this day is gonna suck for you. Deal cards. Attack by placing cards around the edge of the board, forming poker hands. As long as the cards form a valid 5 combo. Keep an eye on your health. Alright. You can also discard your hand. Oh yeah, it's telling me there's a 9. Can I do those? Why can I do 9s there again? I'm kinda curious. 2 pairs. Okay. Wait, you're an evoker? Perhaps all is not lost after all. As I keep telling you, lunatics, I have no idea what an evoker is, but I ain't losing at poker and we're not getting killed today. I can try to aid you. Do you consent? Whatever you say, princess, do your thing. How did you... Never mind, it can wait. Magic, I call to thee. Cast magic armor. Wait, what was that? I feel tougher somehow, which is good. That thing packs a goddamn punch. Okay, shield. Okay, those are gems. Ugh, be better if I knew the rules of poker a little better. It's been a long time since I played poker, guys. My adopted sister taught me how to play poker long time ago. And I forgot, it's been so long.
Are you going to play, or am I just going to sit here and...
Can I do? I can't do the jacks and the kings? The rolls? Okay, that's one pair. It is too strong for us. I am truly sorry, brave knight. I should have not have gotten you involved in my troubles. I'm not fucking done yet. Don't you have any more tricks like that magic shield? I am almost out of energy. That monster's been stalking me since I left the court. Well, now would be a really great time if there's anything left. You can do this. I believe in you. Very well. I should try one last thing, but all I have left is a simple blessing. I fear it shall not be enough. Excalibur, aid me now. Cast Bless. Show me the sugar, baby. What's going on? That is not Bless. I do not know what spell it is, but it is surely not what I cast. Don't ask me. I just play poker. Whatever you did worked like a charm. I feel like I could arm wrestle a battle tank right now. Magic does not work like this. We can worry about the metaphysics later, princess. I've got some bovine ass to kick. Where's the Doom guy when you need him?
I'm not using that.
That ain't it. Alright. It's been a long time. Is it 4, 6? One pair. I forgot how to play poker, and they don't really teach you. They assume that you know how to play poker. That doesn't do shit. No, that didn't do shit either. I hit him. I won somehow. We did it. You did it. You have my gratitude, brave knight. I can't believe we killed whatever that was. I'm certain we were goners there. My father will be mad with worry for me. I was due hours ago. Forgive me, my knight, but I must leave you. Wait, what the hell happened here? What was that bull thing doing here? What are you? Perhaps the paths lead all places, but now I must leave before my father calls the hunt for me. Thank you, dear knight. I am in your debt. Goodbye, Emily. What the hell just happened here? Who was that girl? What the hell was that creature? The city is totally nuts. The magic she used. I've never felt power like that. Together, I don't think there's anything we couldn't do. Well, this day couldn't get any weirder. I better head back to the Crowley. Bar's closed up already, and it's not even midnight. So much world famous. I should find the washroom, clean off the whatever the hell that thing was. I wonder where Chloe is. Never mind, I'll make sure I don't accidentally walk in on her showering. She ripped my head off. Literally. Oh, after the flight and the fight and the pieces of bull stuck to me, I needed this. The city is crazy. I thought Chloe was joking about the claw marks, but after seeing that bull creature, I'm not so sure certain anymore. He's not so shirtin' anymore either. There's no shirt. Does that mean I'm going to be bouncing things like that out of a pub at closing time? Give up. I just need some sleep. Tomorrow everything will make sense. Where did that cat come from? I guess Chloe is a bit of a crazy cat lady after all. Crazy for sure. And now there's a cat. What a pretty little cat you are. You got gorgeous eyes. Why, thank you. You're welcome. Wait, who said that? Me. Cats don't talk. There's some kind of trick here. Are you sure you're actually a mage? You're denser than tungsten. See, that's what I mean. What kind of cat would talk about tungsten? One that appreciates the efforts of modern weapons on dragons? Anyway, why are you standing there naked arguing with a cat? You look like a crazy person. Just when I thought today couldn't get any stranger. Let me make this easier for you. What the fuck? See, it all makes sense now. Everything makes sense now. Yes, nice tits, by the way. You're aware that you're, well, nude? I know. Shouldn't you be wearing some clothes? That's adorable. You're actually blushing. Yes, well, I'm not used to naked cat girls showing up in my bathroom. So cute. Are you a virgin? What? No! A pity, though I guess with an evoker, it doesn't matter that much. What do you mean? Nothing. Nothing to worry about. My, aren't you happy to see me? Well, it's been too long. Now, do you mind getting out of the room so I can get dressed if you're just gonna stand there and admire my erection? Why don't you give me a hand with it? Perhaps, if you've been a good boy. You know what? I'm just gonna go with this. At least the day will have a happy ending. So what happened? You smell of adrenaline, blood, and magic. I'm assuming it's more than the usual drunken scuffle at the grass market. I don't want to. Wait, you can smell that? Yes, of course. Despite me showering? It's all over the room, and you still got the smell of something's blood in your hair. My nose is always quite sensitive after I change. So is there a halfway state? Ears and a tail, but otherwise human? Now, to be absolutely fair, this is when the dev first started. So things are not going to be perfect. You're going to see a bunch of animations. He can do all that now. Like, he can do some really awesome stuff now. But this is when he first started out. And everybody, you know, everybody starts out light. Not everybody just pulls out a masterwork, right? It takes time. So is there a halfway state? Ears and a tail, but otherwise human? Perhaps you'll find out someday. Well, there's some animation. But for now, let's deal with your problem. Oh, that feels good. Don't stop. Come for me. Come for your landlady. Oh, it's not even your aunt. It's your landlady. Well, I think it's both. Oh, God, that fee. Wait, did you snoop on my computer? Yes, of course. A girl has to be careful. Who knows what kind of pervert I've invited to stay with me. Keep going. Don't stop. So you saw my game collection? You really should put a password on your computer. You never know who might take a peek. I'll remember. Keep stroking. Do you ever dream of Janice when you jerk off to those games? What? No. Never. What do you fantasize of then? Which character you prefer? I'm all about the tomboy best friend, Ice Princess. Go for the sex beast. There's the girls with the kinkiest stuff.
Yes, sir. Hold on.
Are you sure you're really not thinking of your mother here? Hold on. Roll back. Tomboy. Ice Princess.
Oh, they're not gonna let me roll back.
Look into my eyes. Tell me the truth now. You fucking tease. I'm gonna. Where do you wanna come? I love a girl put a good pearl necklace. That was nice. My ex never let me do anything like that. That's a shame. Can we do this again? Right now? My, you're ambitious. Well, no, some other time. Perhaps think of it as performance incentive. So if I work the bar, you'll incentivize me from time to time? If you go above and beyond the line of duty, I may from time to time give you a small reward. I like the sound of that. Maybe you'll find out if there is a halfway state between cat and human. Cat girl sex. This town rocks. Good boy. Sleep tight. Tomorrow's a new day. Yeah, I should really go to bed. Best thing in the world is grabbing a warm shower before bed. Wash the world off and prepare for the next day. You feel relaxed and ready to sleep. Good night. Rise and shine! Tonight is a bright new day. There's supposed to be a matriculation ceremony at the university. I should probably head there. I wonder how it'll be, especially when you consider how weird the rest of the city is. Intelligence 3, I'm sure it's just a bunch of boring paperwork, bunch of stuffy students. Charisma 3, it'll be awesome. New friends, hot girls. Hot girls. We gotta do something. We gotta have some intelligence, right? Anyway, I should get dressed and head out to the university. Oh, wow. Hey, some of these games we have. Leap of Faith, amazing game. Price of Power, played that one. Between Two Worlds, Paradise Lost, of course. That is one that I have decided I may actually play on the gameplay weeks as well. Guilty Force, haven't played that. Lucky Paradox, Heavy 5. Let's see here. Heavy 5 is one I'd like to play a little more of. There's a lot of games on here. Callisto, Sorcerer. So what happens when I hit these? Like, oh, cool, Between Two Worlds has an update. Game about friends growing strong and having epic adventures together. Somehow that resonates. Oh, speaking of Emily, I got a chance to talk to her last night. It was surprisingly easy to do, almost as someone prepped her for it. I might have told her to expect you to reach out for her. Yeah, figured as much. Probably made it easier, so thank you for that. You're welcome. We're in this together after all, right? So anything I should know about? Surprisingly, it wasn't a tough negotiation. You know how Emily is. We were very direct with each other about things. And what have you two been negotiating? Long story short, she's in. She understands that it's all in good fun and has no problem joining us for a good time. We remember this chapter! Well, then I guess the only question remaining is when things will happen. About that, why wait when you can have fun right away? You turn around and see Emily standing at the top of the stairway. Oops. How long have you been standing there? Well, long enough it's not a problem, is it? Only if you make it a problem, I guess. Let's see where this leads. Of course not, just surprise me. When class was canceled, I texted her and asked if she wanted to meet up here before the game tonight. Now, we did see all this, so... You've reached the end of the available content. Please check our website for the latest build. And of course, that's an external URL. I should check the game out someday. So that's a little bit for Between Two Worlds and a little bit of Leap of Faith. We're not jumping into Leap of Faith. I think I've given you guys everything we need from Leap of Faith right now. I highly recommend you play it yourself and experience the other paths. The fuck is DXP? Cool, it's a new website for selling clothes. Maybe I'll find something nice for the girls here. Nothing I want right now. Facial. Application, I promised to call Mom. Let's hope she hasn't accidentally uninstalled Facial from her computer again. It's a little far to do tech support for her from here. Crap, it's like the middle of the night back in Maryland, isn't it? I should call her at night. For now, I've got other stuff to do. Demon Fox. Let's see, what do I want to search for? There's nothing to search for. You have... I should change my... pronouncing one of the girls' names. No. X. Actually, you know what? Never mind. Okay. And there's no email. But it's interesting that we have all these game demos of other great games that you can buy. I don't know, I think that Guilty Force was one of the ones that was taken off Steam today. I'm not lying, guys. Let me check it real quick. I've actually had screenshots of all the updates because of course I do, right? I wouldn't be a good adult game content creator, that's what I've been calling myself, if I didn't keep up with every freaking game. Nope, it was called Guilty Hell. Not Guilty Force. But if Steam keeps going their way, or the payment processors, or whatever the hell, it'll probably not be long before Guilty Force gets taken out, too. I'm not gonna sleep until tomorrow, are you crazy? And you must be Grimm. Who on earth are you, and how do you know my name? Well, obviously, you're the other Evoker. Ain't nobody else with that kind of aura. The hell is an Evoker? I am the Evoker. Fire burns before me. Death walks behind me. In the center, there is only me. Didn't your parents teach you any of this? My mom doesn't believe in magic. My dad left before I was born. I guess he might have been a mage of sorts, but... That's weird. Evokers usually only appear in families with generations of strong mages. Okay, wait. Can you rewind a bit? What is an Evoker and why is everyone so excited about it? Evokers channel raw energy, usually as heat or shock or something. We're the Sword of Humanity, the Monster Hunters and Dragon Slayers. Doesn't sound like me. I just play poker. Well, auras don't lie, and the admissions proctors aren't usually that incompetent. You must have known this when you applied, right? I think I accidentally applied while drunk and shitposting. Nobody was more surprised than me when I saw the admissions email. Well, I guess that's one way to get to uni. So you visualize your magic as poker? Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I can use the cards to focus energy at things. Is he Gambit? But they're not even real cards or anything. Just your mind trying to make sense of the raw chaos of quantum foam. So you see playing cards as well? No. What do you see then? Do you promise not to laugh? Of course. I see them as gems that I kind of match. So you play like Candy Crush. You promise no laughing, you wee fuck, and it's gems, not fucking candy. Sorry, I just bejeweled, I just can't. Fucking asshole, I knew I shouldn't have said anything. Let me catch my breath. Well, we've already done pissed her off. Well, I'll be buggered on a Saturday. Looks like the court is in session. What do you mean? Those two. They're from the court in exile. Arthur's lot. His name is Arek. The king in exile. Not often you see him outside elsewhere. Elsewhere? And the girl behind him? Wait, that's Emily. That'd be Her Royal Highness Emily Pendragon to you, peon. Heir to the throne in exile, keeper of the flame of Camelot, protector of Excalibur. Ha! What's so funny? Because Excalibur was lost with Arthur 1500 years ago and they're still clinging to that silly title. Tells you everything you need to know about the courts, really. Hey, she's looking at us, Emily. How does someone like you know someone like her? We played poker with a bull yesterday. I think she's coming over. Hey, Emily. Oh, feck, bloody royals. I'll go powder my nose or something. Greetings, Grimm. How strange that we should meet again. Indeed. What strange twists of the past led us together here? I could ask the same. Are you going to study here? Indeed, my father's decreed that I spend a year here, better to understand the old world. That's awesome. Are we in the same course? Possibly. Today is only for master students, so it's likely we will at least share some classes. I will be studying enchantment, and you are, of course, doing evocation. I think so, yes. It's all quite confusing, to be honest. Yes, the ways of the old world are strange to me, too. Whereas, it's all the magic that's strange to me, so I guess we can teach each other. I think I'd enjoy that. Wait, I think your dad's coming. Greetings, Father. May I introduce Grimm, who assisted me most ably last night.
I? Emily, we do not have time for this person. I am needed back at court once I have formally introduced you to the dean.
Always nice to be appreciated. He saved my life last night at great personal risk. I owe him a personal debt of honor. Anyone would have done the same.
Ignore him and come along. Let us not be as tardy today as you were yesterday.
You mean when she was nearly killed by a monster out of a nightmare?
I was not addressing you, fool. Now, Emily, we are leaving.
Would it kill you to pretend to be polite?
I am being polite, peasant. Now get out of the way of our betters unless you think your parlor magic can stand up to that wielded by the heir of Arthur. Bring it on.
Father, enough. I owe Grimm a debt of honor. You would not insult him like this, nor will you cause a scene on my first day of university.
It's okay, Emily. I will respect your request, daughter. Let us not waste any further time with this child. Oh, you fucker.
Ignore my father, Grimm. Thank you ever so much for your help yesterday. Without you, I fear I would not have lived through the night, or worse, it might have captured me. Maybe you could join me for dinner on Friday in return? That sounds interesting. I would appreciate seeing more of this world.
That's a date, then.
But now I must really go, or my father would become irate. See you. Now looks like we got a date with a hottie this Friday evening. Things are looking up. So, did you enjoy your run with the visiting royals? Run in with the visiting royals? Yes and no. Oh, it looked as if you were about to be roasted alive there. By that prick? No way. Don't assume that Eric Pendragon is incompetent just because he's an asshole. The old coot is over 300 years old, one of the most powerful mages alive. And Emily, is she like 150? The princess? Nah, she's 20 or so. Most people don't start using energy to slow down aging until they get older. And you? Oh, I'm 100% natural. Evokers rarely grow old enough that old age is a problem anyway. What do you mean, evokers rarely grow old? Oh, you'll see, but don't worry so much. It'll be fun, I guess. Live fast, die young, leave a beautiful corpse. Don't know about you, but when I go, I'm leaving a fucking mountain of corpses, all of them extra well done. You're crazy. Fun, but crazy. Hey. My ex gave it to me. Said I was too cheap to call broads. I decided I liked the sound, so I kept it. Okay. After I broke the weak cunt's nose for calling me cheap trailer trash, of course. Of course. And I think something's happening. Let's head inside. After you, m'lady. Looks like we're the last to get here. Yeah. Welcome, everyone, to the opening of the new intake of students for the Master of Arts in Applied Thaumaturgy. Wow, she's kind of hot. Mages live a long time, Grim, unless they don't, of course. Sarah's been around since my grand's time. Wow, that's well preserved. If you say so, now shut up, I want to listen to this. Okay. We're very happy to see the incoming class of young mages. Welcome to the postgraduate portion of your studies. Maybe I'll finally find out what this hell is all about. Many of you have already completed your magical undergraduate studies here, or at Glasgow, or down at Loxbridge. For others, like our overseas and elsewhere students, this will be a first introduction to the British Applied Thaumaturgic Program. That'd be me. Before we go, I'd like to go through some bookkeeping issues. This master's course is largely project-based. Your supervisor will give you details about the specific classes. I should make sure I attend those. I'm totally clueless about this. You'll be expected to meet up with your supervisor at least once a week to discuss your progress. Sounds good. Once we're done here, we'll be dividing the groups by areas of specialization and introduce you to your supervisor and course mates. What specializations? As always, the esoteric mage cohort makes the bulk of the intake. If you follow Professor McMug down the corridor to Lecture Theater A, she'll walk you through the planned syllabus. What's esoteric magic? Hedge mages. People with some random quirk or talent, like fortune-telling or weather sense. No real power in like the major schools. There's a university course for that? There's a university course for anything someone's willing to pay tuition for. Now stop muttering to yourself. Okay. Next up, healers. We're very proud to continue our partnership with the Royal Infirmary in providing cutting-edge biothaumaturgical training. Bio-what? For some of you, this is the starting position for entering the full medical doctor course, while for others, this offers a stepping stone into magical bio-research. Healers, huh? Sounds useful. If you kindly follow Dr. Wong down to Lecture Theater B, she'll help introduce you to the course and your practical rota at the infirmary. A healer sure would have been useful when that bull thing jumped us. Now, to my fellow practitioners of ceremonial magic, something I did study, I will be your course supervisor. If you kindly head to Lecture Theater C next door, I will be joining you shortly. Got a whole book in that, but, you know, you get to the point where you're chanting, like, the old names of God, and you realize, like, there's a lot of names of God. Like, why are there so many names of God? Like, wow, that's a lot. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not really sold on that. Almost as many as that first group. Strange, I think they're all girls. Looks like it's just me and Katie left. So, we have two evokers this time. It's rare enough that we have one. I hope neither of you will destroy anything critical during your stay here at the university. Of course not. Unlike your brother, Miss McLaughlin. Miss McLaughlin. There we are, Miss McLaughlin, like Sarah McLaughlin. Or your father, for that matter. Is your entire family evokers? Not at all, but quite a few of these last two generations. Grant had a fling with something damn powerful, and it kind of supercharged the bloodline. Wait, so you're not fully human? You're one to talk. What do you mean, and is this really a course for just the two of us?
Thank the gods for that. I don't think I could deal with more than two Evoker students at one go. Most hooligans just deface the statues. They don't melt them. We'll be on our best behavior, madam. That's miss, a professor, a doctor. Never madam. Yes, miss. Good, now there have been some staffing changes. Professor Booker had an unfortunate accident and will not be available to teach evocation this semester. What happened? What usually happens if you're found on top of Calton Hill wearing steel armor during a thunderstorm? Ouch! Bloody evokers, you lot would be the death of me. Anyway, the infirmary says he'll likely pull through, though he's still prone to uncontrolled muscle spasms. So there's that. So who's teaching us? Please, please don't let it be her. Come on now, that'd be fun. No, it wouldn't. Anyway, let her finish speaking. I heard that. Anyway, we were very fortunate that the university found us a replacement teacher. While his academic background might be a little unconventional, he comes with a strong recommendations from several of our alumni. Why? Finding an evoker over 35 is damn hard, and finding one that has the patience to teach is even worse. Anyway, I'd like to introduce the adjunct lecturer who'll be your course supervisor for this year. Hi, Tom. That's a good name for him. I'll let Miss Renier finish first so she can get off with the other thoughts. I mean, young students.
He said it, not me. Don't come after me with sticks and... Ah, Grim, he said it! Ah, you think all women are thoughts? That's it, we're gonna burn you alive!
Okay. I heard that, Mr. Tormund. Busted. Alright. So, I think that's where we're going to end here, and a lot of you might say, well, Grim, that's where you ended years ago. Okay, difference is, guys, I may not release this video when I intended to release it, and you may just see a boom, another part just onto it, because I got a program where I could take one video, it's like, Grim, are you literally just, yes, I'm still new to these little programs. But I got this one that you take one video and you just pop it right into the other one. And it's like magic. It was like, oh, that's so cool. I could take one video and just pop it right on the other one. And we can make one big ass long video of this. So that it just, you know, that's just not the same as the other. And I actually do like this game a lot more. This wasn't one to play with DP. Obviously, full disclosure, he's okay with, like, magic and stuff like that in games, but he is real hardcore Christian, so when it comes to, like, stuff like this, you know, gets real too deep in the weeds, it kind of gets offensive a little bit. So I'm like, okay, cool, so I can't really do this, unless Academy, like, stuff like that. I mean, you did watch the Harry Potters and stuff, but, you know, when it starts getting into, like, sorcery and things, you know, where they're talking about, like, more occult practices, stuff like that, yeah, he's not, you know. It's one of those where, yeah, I've studied that stuff my whole life, but we don't really bring that stuff up, you know? Like, I don't tell them about that kind of stuff. It's just not good. Not everything that you do needs to be everybody's business, and people will accept you more if you just... you know, don't focus on certain things. It's like, oh yeah, I was all into that stuff, but who cares, right? Like, you're not gonna, say if you're a metalhead and you want everybody to like that you like metal, right? That's probably not a good way to work with an audience. You have to go with things that people generally enjoy, and if you find somebody that likes rock music or metal music or something like that, yeah, then that's cool. But sometimes you get along with people for other things, and that's some... That's a problem that young people have today. They're like, well, this person isn't into the thing. Well, yeah, but they're into other things because we're not just one-sided people. Everybody's into different things. So that's something that you guys need to kind of maybe remember and keep in mind when you're socializing with people. That sometimes that thing you like is not the thing that everybody likes, and it's cool to find the things that they like because you can talk to them about it. And maybe you have some information, or maybe they have some more information, and you can learn something from it. That's kind of cool, right? See, he has a lot of information on hunting and stuff like that. Like, I don't really do the hunting stuff, but he knows all about hunting and the fishing and all that kind of stuff. He's got all kinds of stories and experience to share, you know. And, you know, I got more information on this kind of stuff and all that. And, you know, different computer-related kind of things. Not that... I mean, he's a graphic design guy. He can do graphic design shit better than I can, but there's still a lot of things that, you know, he probably not 100% on.
But yeah, I mean, that's like with anybody. A lot of you guys that want to date or whatever, it's better to, you know, when you're talking to the girl or the guy or whatever, you know, however you do it, it's better that you get the information, you know, of things they enjoy, you know, instead of just going off, oh, well, I like this thing. I wonder if this person will like this thing too. Because you might find that they don't like that thing, but they like that other thing you like. And that might be enough. Because there's, like, people that are, oh, I want them to do everything that I do. And, like, nobody's going to do that. It's not how people work. If everybody liked the same thing, life would be fucking boring, wouldn't it? So that's my little life lesson, and we'll probably just snatch another video and pop it right onto this one. So you can have an extra long bit with a little lecture from Grimm, because it's 3:45 and I fucking decided I'd do that. Also, like, RoboCop is coming out tomorrow, so, like, Unfinished Business and Cyberpunk patch. There's a lot of, like, non-adult games I want to play tomorrow, so not tomorrow, but this weekend. I won't be able to do anything for a while, but I'll try to make sure I get this stuff to you, right? I know I want to make this a good July, right? Because I love AVNs, and I promised a lot of AVN stuff. So, bear with me. I'm doing the best I can. And thank God we have some extra days where I can just, you know, basically stuff the stuff in that we didn't get. I'll do the best I can. All right, guys. I'm out. See you next time.